Episode 1766, You Get Out What You Put In.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. Rise and shine. It's time to get up on the right side of the bed. You get out what you put in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is a very important day here in the United States. It is Veterans Day. And today, I salute each and every one of you. Some of you are actually in the military right now serving. You may be a family member who has someone who is serving. All of you are underappreciated. And so today, I want to take the time to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you from my family to your family. Thank you for sacrificing for what we as a nation believe in. We love you, we appreciate you, and we are praying for you. So today is Mindset Monday. You get out what you put in. Life can be real simple, right? You think about it, but it's not that easy. You must be willing to do the hard work. And as you know, the easy part is wanting something different. The hard part is doing the work for that difference. So why does life have to be so challenging? I'm sure you woke up this morning, just laid there for a few minutes in bed, thinking, I'm not going to hit the snooze button. I am going to get up, but I want to ponder this. Why does life have to be so challenging? Usually we don't really stop and think long enough about that, except maybe when we lay our head down on the pillow at the end of the day, wishing that life was different. Now, most of us would respond with all that is going wrong in our life when we answer that question. Why does life have to be so challenging? Well, because when you begin to list these things, I don't know, health isn't right, my career's not right, my spouse is mean to me, my children are whatever, right? Whatever your excuses are, whatever you want to list to reason out why life is so challenging. But what if you ask the question differently? What are you holding on to that you aren't willing to let go of? That's a different question. What are you holding on to that you're unwilling to let go? You see, life is challenging. Things don't always go the way you want them. Dreams are put on the back burner, yet if your focus is primarily on what is going wrong, where does that leave you? Nowhere close to success. You get out what you put in. So instead of coming up with excuses, instead of leading with what you can't do, work with what you can do with all your heart. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Work at life with all your heart. I love the verse in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. It says this, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if you're working for the Lord. Because you are. However, most of us have been groomed as consumers. Everybody is listening to WIIFM. What's in it for me? It's all about receiving. Come on, I want it. But how can you live out your destiny? How can you live out your dreams, your purpose? How can you live out your calling if you aren't willing to give? And I'm not talking about giving as in monetarily. I'm talking about giving as in your gifts and talents. How would you like to live your life? As a giver or as a taker? Which would you choose? You see, takers are always operating in the me mode. Me, 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 me. It's all about me. Come on, me, WIIFM, right? What's in it for? Me mode. However, what if you were a giver? And again, not so much of giving to everyone else. Yes, that's important. I'm saying, yes, it's good to give to others. But what I'm saying is that giving to whom you are. working within your strengths, living out your purpose as best as you can, impacting others because of your heart's cry. Would you get out something different as a giver than if you were a taker? Of course you would. So work at life with all your heart. Number one, sow your seeds. The seed must be planted so it can release the seed's potential. If you just have seeds in your hand and you just hold them, but you do nothing with them, you don't plant them, you don't water them, you don't care for them, what's going to happen with that seed? Eventually, it's going to dry up and die. Yeah, that's kind of harsh on a Monday morning, but rise and shine. It's Mindset Monday. You got to sow your seeds. You've got to be willing to plant the seeds, the gifts and talents that God has given you. So what? So they can grow. You can't just sit there and say, well, nope, just come on. I'm just going to keep taking everything. I just want to take it all. No, you got to sow your seeds so you can release your seed's potential, which for you, within you, it's your gifts and talents. A lot of people have heard this verse. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, it says this, "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." You got to be a giver. This is not about holding back and living amongst your excuses. It's not about holding back and living amongst your faults and failures. You are better than all of those. Be generous. Be a giver. God wants you to use your gifts and talents. Why are you hoarding them? Why do you fear your enemies? If you haven't listened to that episode yesterday, that's episode 1765, Fear Not Your Enemies. Go back and listen to that. Because sometimes we are living out our lives in complete fear. Everything that we do revolves around our emotional fear. Not today, though. You're going to work at life with all your heart. Be a giver. Be generous. Number two, open your heart. Be present in your day, in your comings and your goings. Be available to the open doors God places in your path. If you're always taking, you're going to miss many opportunities. One thing I think about as a taker, it's all about me, right? We're in the me mode. I'm just going to keep taking, taking, and taking. But what happens is that you're the one who actually loses. The taker loses. It's the giver who wins. And not just financially, I'm talking about in life as a whole. You see here, this is not all about finances. Yeah, we could talk money, but this is about your mindset. This is about your God-divine purpose, your calling, your destiny, what you're supposed to be doing with your life. You don't want to go 6 feet under with your seeds unsown. You got to be willing to sow those seeds and open your heart. Be the giver who is present, aware, and available. And finally, number three, take aim. You can talk all you want, but you must put action behind your words. Words have power while action ignites power. It also does what? Take aim, action ignites motivation. It keeps you going the right direction, forward, always moving forward, always going, doing. It's not about sitting back and going, well, I'll wait till I just get something. Come on, just give to me. I'm going to keep taking. I'm just going to keep taking because it's much easier. You don't want to be in that position 6 feet under where the most wealthiest part of life Is it the graveyard? Is it the cemetery? 6 feet under. And the problem is there's no life there, is there? It's dried up seeds. Seeds that haven't been sown. Hearts broken. I don't want you to be at the point of taking your last breath and saying, if only. Yes, I get it. Life happens, and not everything falls the way we want it to. Me, I've had dreams crushed. Other things have come out of my dreams being crushed. And it's been great to watch it. But you see, if I would have kept stuck into what I didn't get to do, I wouldn't be doing everything I'm doing now. Because I'd be hiding behind fear. I'd be hiding because I failed. Not just because I failed at my plan, but I failed myself. That's not living. In my opinion, that's dying from the inside out. Sow your seeds, open your heart, and take aim. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Aren't you ready to live out your divine purpose? Now, I have to give you a huge warning. Be very, very cautious. One thing that happens when you begin moving in the direction of your purpose, you begin to make excuses. Yep, they creep back in. It's those little dust bunnies that come out. You're like, where did all these come from? Oh yeah, they come out from the hiding. And you begin to fall back to what you can't do, what you're lacking. You begin to reason out in your head why you should not be doing what you know you should be doing. Now that's a mouthful for a mindset day. Don't be the one who's reasoning out why you shouldn't be doing what you know you should be doing. That's wasted air. You've got a purpose within you. You've got that spark, that fire. It's time to feed it. Be a giver, not a taker. Work at life with all your heart. God is a multiplier. So lead with confidence, knowing that God's got you. Yeah, you may not have it all together. You may not have the finances that you want to do everything at this moment in time. But guess what? You don't have to start with the end result. But you do have to start. So it's the one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That one step, you want to be a writer, start writing every single day. You can't have a book until you what? Write. People are like, oh, but if I'm not going to have all this other stuff in line and I need to have this, but this costs like $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever excuse. Yeah, you can live in that financial excuse, or you can say no. Money's not going to dictate what I can do. I'm going to do what I can do with what I have right now. It's one step. Maybe you're headed back out into the corporate world. And you're like, it's time to put myself out there. And it could be scary. Yet it also can be exciting. So be bold today. Get your resume out. Start looking at it. Clean it up. You're worthy. You have something to offer everybody out there that you give your resume to. Start believing it today. It's time that you become a giver in your own life. It's time for you to say, you know what? I am worthy. I am valued. I'm tired of people getting up, whether they want to give the excuse that, oh, it's Monday. I'm tired. Sounds like Eeyore. Eeyore's adorable. But who wants to pout around like Eeyore? No, I'm not a good voiceover for Eeyore. But there is no reason for you not to be giving to the world and living out God's divine purpose for your life. So let's go back to the question. Are you a giver or are you a taker? Are you willing to bury the excuses and adopt the mindset of being generous, a giver's mindset? I can't help but think about all of our men and women in uniform. All of our men and women in the military, all of our men and women that are our first responders, our officers out there, our EMTs, our firefighters, our paramedics, all of you. And I think about how every single day, whether your day starts at the night shift or whether your day starts at midday or it starts at the beginning of the day, when you rise up, you go out there and you get out what you put in and you give your heart every single day. Today, let Veterans Day be an inspiration to you, the one who's saying, oh, I think what's in it for me? I just want to stay on that radio station and listen to that. I'm okay. No, you're not okay. Because today you're going to be a giver. Tomorrow you're going to be a giver. Every single day you're going to wake up with a giver's mindset, knowing that you are valued, that you are worthy, that you are on a mission that's greater than being the taker. And our veterans, they are our role models every day for a giver's mindset. There's no hesitation. They leave their families behind to go and protect and fight for our freedoms. So I'm asking you today to work with all your heart at life and be a giver. Go out there and be a fighter for your purpose, for your calling. Now, it's not going to be easy. Our veterans, they go through training. Train for life, right? They've got to train for their life to save our lives. You too may need that training. And no, it's not equal. No, we're not going to go to boot camp. But sometimes we need to have a reset for our mindset. And if that's you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe it's time that you put actions to your words. Or maybe you're like, no, I need to start with words so I can get my actions to follow. Whatever it is with you, click on that link. Be brave today. And say, you know what? It is time to live out the purpose that I have been given. I look forward to hearing from you. As much as I think how we take each other for granted, we take life for granted. Today, I don't want you to do that. Today, I want you to ponder your blessings. I want you to go out with a grateful heart, with a giver's mindset that says, you know what? I am one who can impact the world that I touch. Our veterans, we salute you today because you impact the world. And you know what? My friend, you too impact the world. Go out, be present, be incredible. Most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Veterans Day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.